going to do a single focus show. A theme show, I guess, is what they would call it, and I believe it's an important theme in light of recent activities and events. Anti-Semitism. It's a virus with symptoms that can spread dangerously fast. If the virus is not treated, if we see evil and don't call it evil, I hope you agree that's as great an evil because of what's being enabled. And I know that's anti-Semitism. It's often dismissed as an act by a few crazy people. Just happens in a few places, not in rural areas. It's usually the big cities. Yet the stats, which I'll get to in a moment, tell a very different story. What compelled me to put a focus on this, which isn't the first time if you've listened to Issues and Ideas for not even a long period of time, you've heard me address this matter, but just in recent days, people with varying degrees of fame, including Nick Cannon, DeSean Jackson, Allen Iverson, even Madonna, have expressed support for anti-Semitic ideas and or the people who express them. Others will say, when this topic is approached, that, you know, someone needs to do something about it. Well, why not you? Oh, not your job, not your responsibility. Yeah, it is. It's all of ours. Referring to the stats in 2019, which is the year we have the most recent figures for, according to the Anti-Defamation League, anti-Semitic incidents in New Jersey hit an all-time high. Nationwide, there were 2,107 incidents. That was according to the most recent data, again, for 2019. That was the highest since this organization started tracking reports of assault, vandalism, and harassment against Jews. They've been doing this now since 1979, issuing yearly reports. New Jersey saw a rise to 345 bias incidents. That's an increase, 2019 versus 2018, of 73%, the most ever recorded in the states. The second highest nationwide behind New York State, by the way. And if you just think back, out of those 345, remember the two shooters who launched a broad daylight assault on the grocery store in Jersey City? They killed a police officer and three bystanders. And days later, a man with a machete stabbed five celebrants at a Hanukkah party in Muncie, New York, left a 72-year-old man as well with fatal wounds. And there are other smaller incidents throughout the year. I'll refer to some of these too a little bit later on, but they include swastikas left inside a residence hall at Rutgers, cars and properties defaced with anti-Semitic stickers in Ocean County, and a group of Jewish men in Bergen County who were refused service at a bar and told, quote, to take their costumes off. That was a reference to the Orthodox clothing that one of the guys was wearing. Going back to the audit from the ADL, they also found incidents of online anti-Semitic harassment in New Jersey up by 42%. Facebook forum groups like Rise Up Ocean County, as an example, promoted violence against Orthodox Jews who live in that region. Such stellar comments included, "We need to get rid of them like Hitler did." And after numerous complaints by the governor's office and ADL, numerous complaints, mind you, Facebook eventually removed the group from their platform. Earlier this year, Ocean County had the highest number of anti-Semitic incidents in the state for 2019. After that, Bergen County, Monmouth, and Morris. And if you look nationwide, every state except Alaska and Hawaii reported anti-Semitic incidents. Mentioned New York had the number one spot, New Jersey second, California, Massachusetts, and then Pennsylvania followed respectively. Of course, in the here and now that we've dealt with in the first half of 2020, at least so far, the expectation is, sadly, those numbers of anti-Semitic acts are indeed going to rise.